So, following the client's strengths, you have your clinical formulation under summary and diagnosis. Here, you want to succinctly document the DSM-5 criteria and mental health symptoms that will support your ICD-10 diagnosis or diagnoses. You also want to include the functional impairment in at least one life area of the client, any additional strengths you might want to add here as well as your risk assessment if applicable. So, a quick reminder to ensure risk factors are clearly documented here. And you also want to include enough diagnostic criteria from the DSM-5 to support the consumer's ICD-10 diagnosis or diagnoses code. Note that the information in this section should be supported by the information documented earlier in the assessment, including enough DSM-5 criteria and symptoms or behaviors to justify the ICD-10 diagnostic code you've selected.